I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. The United States Commission on International Religious Freedom is trying to help religious minorities driven out by ISIS return home to Iraq. Ann Hamming with Tent Schools International tells us it's not an easy transition.
What will they return to? You know, homes and businesses were destroyed. There are even reports that they're struggling to reclaim a clear title to their property. So they may not have homes, they may not have their businesses, and they may not even have the legal due process to get their property back.
Furthermore, some of their neighbors sold them out to ISIS by marking their homes with the Arabic symbol for Christian. Answers may not be easy to find, but education is. Tent Schools provides Iraqi refugee kids with a classroom and an opportunity to know Christ. Visit missionnews.org for details. And last year's Finishing the Task Conference saw a historical moment. The remaining unreached people groups were adopted by people dedicated to seeing them reached for Christ. Today, the big question is, what's next? Transworld Radio's John Fugler is a chairman of the Alliance for the Unreached and says the answer hinges on the difference between reached and engaged.
We have a huge job ahead of us. When you think about the Great Commission, it goes beyond just engaging people with the gospel. It goes beyond with reaching them with the gospel, but we're talking about evangelism and discipleship. We're just at the starting line, really, for many of those people groups.
Reaching the remaining unreached people groups is going to take some innovation, while discipleship will likely rest on the shoulders of national believers. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You've told us you value this program, that it's much needed for such a time as this. Your gift of any amount will help us continue to advance the stories that reveal God moving around the world. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.